Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also, with him, freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress? Or persecution or famine? Or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
God is love. His nature requires that he love his creation unconditionally. This means that no matter what we do, he will not stop caring about us. After hearing that sentence, many people are going to think of reasons why they are an exception. So let's be clear. God has deep love for each and every one of us, and the only thing preventing us from experiencing it is our response. Romans 8:31 tells us God is on the side of the believer. In order for us to be purified and enter into a relationship with him, he gave up his son to death. Jesus' sacrifice itself is proof of God's love, but there are many additional expressions of his care for us. The Lord has a purpose and plan for every one of his children. Through his sovereign control, he works every situation, good and bad, to our benefit. He is a loving father who not only is interested in what happens to us, but also is actively involved in our daily life. Some people read and intellectually believe every word of the Bible, but still feel unloved because they judge themselves unworthy. Their doubt acts like a dam. The barrier will hold as long as the person believes God's love must be deserved or earned. But thankfully, our Father is patient and freely gives his love to us as we work to understand the truth.